Let's read together Proverbs chapter 17, verses 14 through 28. Now, in the second half of Proverbs 17, we have 15 more Proverbs giving us wise advice for everyday living. Now, for our background notes, let's consider the image and illustration Solomon uses in verse 14 for a quarrel. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. We all remember the story of the Dutch boy who stuck his finger in the small hole of the dike to stop a small leak until help came. Well, why did he stick his finger in that small hole in the dike? Was it because that small stream of water would have flooded all of Holland? No, of course not. It was because small leaks become larger leaks at an accelerating rate, and it wouldn't be long before the whole dike was breached. Unfortunately, this has happened to many protective dams with devastating and disastrous results. Now I think we can appreciate the important warning in this proverb. Let's read it once again. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop a contention before a quarrel starts. If you don't nip strife and quarreling in the bud, it snowballs. When the dike or the dam is breached, you can't get the water back. So don't let it get started. In the same way, whether it be in the family or a ministry or the church, don't let quarreling and strife break out. Arguments become feuds and factions. Strife becomes a lawsuit. Families and fellowships are ruined for life. No wonder the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Matthew 5, verse 9. Now let's consider the Proverbs in the rest of this chapter under our doctrinal point. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 15. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Let me ask you, which is worse? To set free someone who is guilty and should go to prison, or to railroad some innocent person into prison? Answer, both are miscarriages of justice, according to the Bible, as we see here in this proverb. And for political reasons, many times this injustice takes place. The worst case in history, of course, was when our Lord was condemned and Barabbas set free. Verse 16. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? This proverb says two things about wisdom. Number one, you can't buy it, as if it were a loaf of bread. And number two, you must be motivated to get it. We can see how practical this proverb is. Take education, for example. Why pay good money for your teenagers to get a college education if they are not motivated to learn and just want to go to college to party? Verse 17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. It's often been said that when you have troubles, that's when you find out who your real friends are. The point of this proverb is that true friends and good relatives stick with you through thick and thin. This proverb is also a measure of how true a friend and how good a relative we ourselves are, isn't it? It goes without saying that the Lord Jesus is the perfect friend. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13:5. Verse 18, a man devoid of understanding shakes hands in a pledge and becomes surety for his friend. This proverb is a good balance to the previous one in verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Being a good friend does not require you to act unwisely, such as co-signing for a loan that could leave you bankrupt if your friend defaults. You know, this is the third time we've seen this wise advice for everyday living in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 6, verse 1. Proverbs 11, verse 15, and now here in Proverbs 17. Again, we will see this wise counsel in Proverbs 22, verse 26, which says, "Do not be one of those who shakes hands in a pledge, one of those who is surety for debts." Proverbs 22, verse 26. How many times does the Bible have to say it? The message is clear. Be warned about risking financial suicide, even with friends and relatives. Very good practical advice for everyday living from the book of Proverbs. Verse 19. He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. Now, what's the connection between the two parts of this proverb? Once again, he who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. Let me paraphrase what I think the connection is, keeping in mind that the gate here could either be a boasting mouth or literally a more impressive house. Paraphrase, just as a person who loves to transgress is programmed for strife, so is a person who loves to exalt himself by his mouth or by his impressive dwelling programmed for destruction. How true this is. Pride goes before a fall. Verse 20. He who has a deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. The Bible makes a close connection between the heart and the tongue. The Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Luke chapter 6, verse 45. The heart has to do with one's ways, and the tongue has to do with one's words. A crooked heart and a lying tongue go together and are sure to result in trouble. Verse 21. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. One of the greatest joys in life is to have children who grow up to love the Lord and serve the Lord. One of the greatest sorrows in life is to have children who not only grow up as unbelievers, but become mockers and scoffers of the Christian faith. Remember, the fool here is not someone with a low IQ, but someone who has no appreciation or desire for truth or for the things of the Lord. Verse 22, "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." The point of this proverb is that your psychological well-being and your physical well-being go together. Modern medicine would certainly agree. Once again, we see how good science supports the truth of the Bible. How many of you have experienced the truth of this proverb? I know I have. When you're in good spirits, you have more energy and recover faster. But when you're feeling down, somehow you don't even have the strength to get out of bed, it seems. It goes without saying that knowing the Lord and reading His Word will give us a joyful and cheerful heart. Verse 23, "A wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the ways of justice." The wicked man here is a judge or an official responsible for justice. Notice that the bribe is offered undercover. If he accepts the bribe and perverts justice in any way, he is wicked. And bribes can be things other than money: promotions, vacations, protection, a prestigious award, and much more. Verse 24. Verse 24 we will take for our practical application. Verse 25. "A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him." This verse is very similar to verse 21, which read, "He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy." The difference here in verse 25 compared to verse 21 is that the words in verse 25 are stronger. A foolish son or daughter not only takes away your joy and brings sorrow, but but brings grief and bitterness as well. Bitterness is more than just the loss of joy. The Hebrew word here for grief can include the ideas of provocation, annoyance, and irritation as well. Teenagers should hear this proverb as a warning if they care at all for the welfare of their parents. Verse 26, also to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for their uprightness. This perversion of justice happens every day around the world. The trial of our Lord was a travesty of justice. The perfectly righteous one was sentenced to death. The Prince of Peace was flogged and crucified. What a perversion of justice. Verse 27, he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. You are wise if you think before you speak. If you can control your tongue, you can control your temper. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 28. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Two sayings come to mind that capture the truth of this proverb. Number one, when the cupboard is closed, you can't see that it's empty. And number two, which you have heard before, it is better to keep your mouth shut and let people wonder if you're a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us now to our practical application for the second half of Proverbs 17. Think soberly. Think soberly. Verse 24, once again, wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. Now, what's the meaning of this proverb anyway? Let me read the translation from the NIV, the New International Version. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Here it is from the Living Bible. Wisdom is the main pursuit of sensible men, but a fool's goals are at the ends of the earth. In other words, the foolish person does not think soberly. Foolish people let their minds roam too far afield. Their pipe dreams and fantasies keep them from wisely concentrating on matters at hand. They don't think soberly. We are exhorted in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, to think soberly. I'm reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Romans 12, 3. Think soberly.